Gmail Podcast, CC and BCC. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. I have just a quick correction regarding the Gmail skins a couple of shows ago. I was contacted by Matthew Parker, the author of Gmail Skins, all the way from London, England. And he corrected me on something. Grease Monkey is not required for Gmail skins to operate. Thanks, Matthew. I have a quick tip this time. When you compose a new message, there are alternatives to placing all of your recipients in the To field. Just under the text area for the To field are two links, one titled Add CC and one titled Add BCC. If you click on Add CC, a new text area will appear. This is a good place to put secondary recipients to your email. CC stands for carbon copy. For example, if I want to inform my brother I'll be traveling out to California to see him next week, I would put his name in the To field. But I also want to include my dad to let him know I'm traveling as well. I would include my dad's email in the CC field. If you click on the link Add BCC, you get a similar text box that appears to do the same thing as CC, with one notable exception. BCC stands for Blind Carbon Copy. It will send a copy of your message to the third party, but the other people listed in the To and CC will not know the other copy was sent. This is handy if you have a lot of people to send information to for confidentiality. Do not want everybody to see all the other addresses. The drawback to this is that some email systems will reject messages that are sent to a BCC recipients. If you run into this situation, you may want to consider setting up a Google group to manage the list of recipients. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website, click on the Frapper link, or go to frapper.com, frappr.com/gmail to let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.